Self-Synthesize empowers you into a juicy, dynamic life. Check out our website at selfsynthesize.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our radio show, the Self-Synthesize radio show for April 2021. Interesting question. I suffer from sinus problems and have for more than 20 years. Nothing seems to help. What can I do to heal my sinuses? I have to say that that is something I have observed, that sinuses end up being very chronic for many of us and many people that have suffered. And it can be in combination with allergies. It can be in combination with constantly suffering from flus and colds and different viruses. So the reason there, that's a whole nother radio show, but what can we do to help our sinuses? Well, like I always say in every single one of my advice, or not even advice, this is just really my opinion about what you can do for different physical problems, as well as even mental problems and even spiritual problems, is to bring a strong foundation of eating healthy, of eating fresh foods and not processed foods. So lots of fresh foods, cooking yourself, making foods homemade, using high quality oils, which the only oil that I do that I love are olive oil and coconut oil, but better is even saturated fat like butter, like beef tallow. These are all very good forms of cooking oils or cooking mediums. Then, of course, you want to make sure that you're having some fresh vegetables, fresh fruit. I make lemonade every day with a little bit of fresh squeezed orange, fresh squeezed lemon, and then of course some water, good healthy water. This is another thing to do, is find a very high quality source of water where you are. If not, then find a very good filtration system. So having good food, a clean water, to me is the foundation. Then building upon that is movement. What kind of movement? So anything that is working with your system, which is almost like a machine. So just like a machine, you have to drive a car, you have to drive it, or all of the mechanisms don't receive the oil that's needed, that they don't get greased properly. So like that with your body. So I particularly love yoga. I think yoga is like a miraculous, I think it was a science that was given to very high enlightened beings so that we as humans have something that helps nourish our vitality, our longevity, our health. So I love yoga. You can also walk. You can also play tennis. You can dance. You can hike, ride your bicycle, swim, anything that you do that you love. So the thing is that you love it, that you enjoy it. So those are two foundations. Then I think the third foundation, of course, is pursuits of high frequency. Perhaps that can be meditation for you. Perhaps that can be listening to high frequency tones. Perhaps that is beginning to watch your thoughts and notice when they're not in alignment really with your beautiful self. So you're beginning to raise your thoughts into high frequency thoughts. Beginning to do acts, high frequency acts, beginning to have all kinds of high frequency tools perhaps in your home. So there's many ways that you can do to start raising your frequency. So I think between the food, between movement, and between high frequency, you're going to start to make some headway. Often when I look at the lives and the habits of people who are suffering with a lot of sinuses, I find sort of a lot of out of balance, not enough movement, not enough really fresh, healthy foods, not enough attention, I should say, to the inner self. And that can, again, lead to high frequency. That can be done through meditation. That can be done from contemplation. Many things that can be done that to help raise that awareness of the inner self. So when those three come together, you're already starting to do better. I used to think that the neti pot was an interesting way to help your sinuses stay clear, but since then I've changed my opinion. I think it's better to do just rinses, like a saline solution. There's one product that I really like that has a little xylitol in with the saline solution. And I mentioned it in my blog, so you can go find my blog. I mentioned the name of it. It's called X-Clear, so if you needed to see it, you can go look. I also think there's some good herbs that you can do, especially the sinuses. Often you're struggling with inflammation, so I think chamomile is a good tea, and lemon balm. They are soothing to any kind of inflammation. They're soothing to stress in the system. So anything you can do to start reducing stress is very helpful for the sinuses. I've had a couple of clients now really make heavy, heavy, great progress by using frequency, by working to kind of raise their overall vibratory frequency rate up above the sinuses, up above the if you will, frequency of sinus problems. So those are, that is, again, some of what I feel are some of the most important issues with sinuses. I also have found emotionally that sinuses can be a defense mechanism that is trying to protect the self, protect from things outside that might be hurtful, maybe a threat of being harmful, anything where there's a level of fear from what is coming from the outside. The sinuses end up being like a defense mechanism against that, to stop it, to put a buffer between the person and those perceived threats. So you might start to kind of examine, what could there be possibly if you're suffering for a long time? You might just examine, what is it that I might be afraid of? Maybe what is it that I'm trying to protect myself from? Am I threatened by other people maybe criticizing me or thinking that I'm not good enough, or any kind of layers that might be there for you? It's a wonderful exercise to try to see and find out, what am I defending myself from? What is the external threat that terrifies me so much that I keep myself sick so I don't have to engage? I also, person I worked with, were using the sinuses to not have to socialize. Socialization was scary. She did not want to have to go to parties, be invited to lunches with her friends. She did not want to develop close relationships or friendships. So she was always, quote unquote, sick in her sinuses. So she could use that to avoid any kind of our most social interaction. She used it as an excuse to not have to go to the symphony, anything that, because she would be disturbing other people. So she found a way to keep herself in a very small, isolated world. Of course, looking at that from the outside, it begins to feel, I felt very much compassion for her, and felt compassion and a bit of sadness for how much she was missing. And we worked very hard to come to that realization of what the sinuses were doing, and it brought an immense, radical shift in her world. And I think that is, to me, of course, like we said, I've said in almost every one of my radio shows and blogs about health and healing and conditions we suffer from. Remember, it's not just a physical condition. It's also something that the body is either not fully receiving that beautiful divine flow, that connection with the self. Maybe it's something the self is bringing to attention so that we can see where we have gone astray. So there is many, many connections between any ailment or physical condition and really the soul, the divineness in us. They're all, it's a, in fact, I remember in yoga, it was really described that anything that reaches the physical first has started in the subtle body, and then it's come down into the soul's awareness, and from the subtle body being even higher than the soul. So that kind of that spark from divine coming down through the soul, coming down through thoughts, coming down through words, and finally deeds and becoming physical. So it takes a long time for a physical condition, and that is often really a block somewhere that the being, you, us, are being blocked from that beautiful divine flow. It's a part of us that is cut off. So to me, that's one of the fastest ways to begin to bring health, is to open up the block. Well, how do we do that? Part of that is that awareness of what am I using the sinuses to avoid? Or maybe it's what are the sinuses teaching me? What are they showing me, the sinus problems? Sometimes it's really taken care of on a subtle energetic level as you begin to bring up your overall vitality and health. And as the health goes up, then that connection to the divine is remade, and that beautiful stream of divine flows in. So there's different ways you can approach it, either from the physical layer to build up vitality as you reach up into that beautiful connection with the divine, or begin to see where have I cut off that connection to divine? Can I start to bring that beautiful frequency and golden divine energy back into my system to regenerate health? One story that I remember Dr. Wayne Dyer, before he died, would say often, there was Anita Morjani, who was really at her deathbed with cancer, final stage, in the hospital, waiting to die. And then she had a realization, and I think that's probably an out-of-body experience or a connection with her divine, was that her cancer was just fear. And so in that moment, she decided, do I need to keep my fear, or can I let go of my fear? And she let go. And immediately the cancer started healing instantly. And within days, there was no more cancer left, of course, shocking her doctors. In fact, you can find her story out there. But the idea is, once we understand what we're doing with something that is out of balance, how are we using it? It's an easy thing to bring back into balance and create beautiful, high-frequency health again. So I hope this helps. Definitely read my blog about the sinuses and how to help. And if you have any questions, email us at support@selfsynthesize.com. Thank you again for joining us. Bye-bye now.